WHDD presents Susan Says.
I have been binging on TV these past days. There's a lot of good, well, addicting stuff. Anything would be better than the news, which is constant drama and exhausting and scary. A new series, Dirty John, about a real-life con guy and the women he targeted. The leads, Eric Bana and especially Connie Britton, are really good. I saw a piece on The Real People, and they have it nailed. It's a scary, cautionary tale. If you ever answered an internet dating site, watch it and learn, ladies. Ray Donovan, which I used to love, has gotten so dark and violent. The brother with palsy is beaten to a bloody pulp week after he starts boxing again. And I ask, why? Too hard to watch. And though the morality is coming to the fore, you get what you deserve, Ray, for the life you chose. Too ugly for me, though I love Leif Schneider. But he's also being beaten to a pulp. A theme, I guess, for the season. I don't know, I can't. My Brilliant Friend, from the best-selling novel by an anonymous writer in Italy, is so slow. And yet I'm captivated by the place and the time, and the girl playing one of the leads is so gorgeous you can't stop watching her. The camera lingers on every expression over and over, but we need more story, please. Another slow, and I mean slow one, is Escape from Dannemora. The weird story of the unattractive middle-aged jail worker who gets seduced by two murderers to help them escape, again, the true story documentary, is even better. But in this, the director Ben Stiller chooses to show every darn blow they take to the wall. I'm getting exhausted enough already. Now that they've climbed out through the tunnel, I'm hoping the chase will move faster. But the acting, particularly Patricia Arquette, who gained 40 pounds, is good. And the buck-tooth husband is right on. Poor guy, get those teeth fixed. Soon, all of these will be over, and I will have to get out of bed and start leaving the house. Oh, well, I guess in the meantime, happy holidays to all.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.